If you're a little confused right now, relax. Don't worry. All you need to know is this is your face. This is what you think you know best. These are the three layers of your skin. These are the three women in your life. The epidermis, the dermis, and the fat. Your wife, your daughter, and your mother. If you're reading this, welcome back to reality. This is where all that glorious, unlimited potential of your youth has led. All that unfulfilled promise. Here's what you've done with your life. Your name is Peter Wilmot. All you need to understand is you turned out to be one sorry sack of shit. June 23rd. A woman calls from Seaview to say her linen closet is missing. Last September, her house had 6 bedrooms, 2 linen closets. She's sure of it. Now she's only got one. She comes to open her beach house for the summer. She drives out from the city with the kids and the nanny and the dog, and here they are with all their luggage, and all their towels are gone, disappeared. Poof. Bermuda triangulated. Her voice on the answering machine, the way her voice screeches up, high, until it's an air raid siren by the end of every sentence. You can tell she's shaking mad, but mostly she's scared. She says, "Is this some kind of joke? Please tell me somebody paid you to do this." Her voice on the machine, she says, "Please, I won't call the police. Just put it back the way it was, okay?" Behind her voice, faint in the background, you can hear a boy's voice saying, "Mom?" The woman, away from the phone, she says, "Everything's going to be fine," she says. "Now let's not panic." The weather today is an increasing trend toward denial. Her voice on the answering machine, she says, "Just call me back, okay?" She leaves her phone number. She says, "Please." June 25th. Picture the way a little kid would draw a fishbone, the skeleton of a fish, with the skull at one end and the tail at the other, the long spine in between. It's crossed with rib bones. It's the kind of fish skeleton you'd see in the mouth of a cartoon cat. Picture this fish as an island covered with houses. Picture the kind of castle houses that a little girl living in a trailer park would draw. Big stone houses, each with a forest of chimneys, each a mountain range of different roof lines, wings and towers and gables, all of them going up and up to a lightning rod at the top. Slate roofs, fancy wrought iron fences, fantasy houses, lumpy with bay windows and dormers. All around them, perfect pine trees, rose gardens, and red brick sidewalks. The bourgeois daydreams of some poor white trash kid. The whole island was exactly what a kid growing up in some trailer park, say some dump like Tecumseh Lake, Georgia, would dream about. This kid would turn out all the lights in the trailer while her mom was at work. She'd lie down flat on her back, on the matted down orange shag carpet in the living room, the carpet smelling like somebody stepped in a dog pile, the orange melted black in spots from cigarette burns. The ceiling was water-stained. She'd fold her arms across her chest, and she could picture life in this kind of place. It would be that time, late at night, when your ears reach out for any sound, when you can see more with your eyes closed than open. The fish skeleton. From the first time she held a crayon, that's what she'd draw. The whole time this kid's growing up, maybe her mom was never home. She never knew her dad, and maybe her mom worked 2 jobs. One at a shitty fiberglass insulation factory, one slopping food in a hospital cafeteria. Of course, this kid dreams of a place like this island, where nobody works except to keep house and pick wild blueberries and beachcomb, embroider handkerchiefs, arrange flowers, where every day doesn't start with an alarm clock and end with the television. She's imagined these houses, every house, every room, the carved edge of each fireplace mantel, the pattern in every parquet floor, imagined it out of thin air. The curve of each light fixture or faucet, every tile she could picture. Imagine it, late at night. Every wallpaper pattern, every shingle and stairway and downspout, she's drawn it with pastels, colored it with crayons. Every brick sidewalk and boxwood hedge, she sketched it, filled in the red and green with watercolors. She's seen it, pictured it, dreamed of it. She's wanted it so bad. Since as early as she could pick up a pencil, this was all she ever drew. Picture this fish with the skull pointed north and the tail south. The spine is crossed with 16 rib bones running east and west. The skull is the village square, with the ferry boat coming and going from the harbor. That's the fish's mouth. The fish's eye would be the hotel, and around it, the grocery store, the hardware supply, the library and church. She painted the streets with ice and the bare trees. She painted it with birds coming back, each gathering beech grass and pine needles to build a nest. Then, with foxgloves in bloom, taller than people. Then with even taller sunflowers. Then with the leaves spiraling down and the ground under them lumpy with walnuts and chestnuts. She could see it so clear. She could picture every room inside every house.